Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is August 6, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update, and I'm going to discuss the latest developments on every front. Certainly, there's a lot going on right now and much to discuss. So with that in mind, why don't we just jump right in? Now, the MSM is literally swirling around the drain right now as their ratings hit historic lows, as we knew they would. This has been a trend that we have been seeing for years now. And with the acceleration of the Great Awakening, which is just exponentially rising with every passing day, the MSM, even with all of their funding and their sociopathic will to outright lie to the American people, and indeed, the people all over the world, cannot control or stem the flow of information out into the public. So they can no longer do what they do best, which is to gaslight the American people. Now, we all know that they have no interest in the truth other than to hide it from you. So what purpose does the MSM still serve other than to self-destruct as a sort of poetic justice as all of their lies evaporate like vapor around them and their illusion fades away before an awakened and ascended public? And we are ever increasingly a populace craving truth, which is not only the antidote to apathy, but it's also precisely what will render the dinosaur media overtly obsolete once and for all. Of course, we know that they have been obsolete for quite some time now, but the general public is still catching up. And this is why we see CNN in a state of utter desperation right now, as their ratings are plummeting, their cash supply is drying up. Just recently, Trump shared an article, I believe it came out of Hannity's website, outlining the details of their financial peril. And folks, they're in real trouble, which I do believe is all part of the pantomime that we're witnessing. This devolution process includes all aspects of the existing establishment structure to be systematically torn down publicly, to educate the public slowly in matters that the White Hats have been forced to deal with behind the scenes over the past several years now. But the truth will come out just as sure as the sun. And yet, as we know, it's in that period before the sun rises that the darkness reaches its deepest valley. And folks, we are exactly at that point on the map towards our salvation, towards our ascension. But we have also been given the gift of awakening well in advance of the masses to be able to see through the darkness by God's shining grace as we prepare to be the leaders of this new era that we are forging by standing up for the truth. That's what this is all about. So as the enemy nears their final defeat, we can expect that they're going to stay true to their evil nature, because that's all they know how to do, is to defy logic and reason and somehow continue their quest to destroy us, and in their megalomania, thinking they can somehow, some way, force their desired outcome as they always have. That somehow in the 11th hour, they're going to find some sort of a loophole to shift the narrative or stem the tide that they have been witnessing steadily erode beneath them for quite some time now. Folks, the cabal has gradually lost their ability to control the narrative, like I talk about all the time. And of course, by extension, the timeline of humanity, by hijacking our lives' energy in their deceptive matrix to achieve their ends, which we all know is our destruction. But the survival instinct of humanity has been rising all along the way in our subconscious, and the enemy knew it, which is why they needed to pivot into infiltration of the alternative media and ultimately poison the conversation among patriots by sowing the seeds of division among their supposed brothers and sisters. But like I've said many, many times before, we the people are at our best when we come together, when we unify, which is exactly what the enemy strives to prevent at all costs. And I believe that the individuals that they target are targeted specifically because not only have they developed a following, but they've done so specifically because they are effective in getting out the truth. They are effective in spreading a message that is the antithesis of what the cabal wants out there. And that's really what I look at. What is the end result of the information that individuals are putting out there? Is it benefiting or is it hurting the cause? So if you're the enemy, and you want to somehow throw sand in the gears of this patriot movement, what would you do? What would your aims be? Most likely, you would seek to cause fear, to cause doubt, to cause division, because it serves your ultimate purpose. And I do believe such is the case when we see prominent truthers attacked in an effort to undermine their credibility. Folks, there's no question that this movement has been infiltrated and that there are those who seek to divide us by spreading false information and targeting the bravest amongst us for standing up for the truth. And this is why it's so important to pray every single day for discernment and discover the answers to the questions that you seek within your own heart. Follow what resonates with your spirit and discard the rest, folks. Because we can expect to see a lot more of these desperate attempts to derail this movement in the weeks to come. Hold the line and don't forget what brought us here. To this digital battlefield, we are on a quest for truth, wherever it leads. And in the end, all of that truth is going to be revealed, which is why I typically don't spend a lot of time anymore trying to figure out who's who when patriots are attacking one another. Of course, the latest example is the whole rumor about Charlie Ward and Simon Parks. And of course, this gentleman, Kent Dunn, who is putting out this information. And I happen to believe, folks, that this is all being done to hurt the patriot community, not to benefit us. Now, people can come to their own conclusions about this. Everyone has their own opinions. But ultimately, I wanted to lay mine out there and just give everybody my thoughts on the matter. I believe very strongly that we have to focus on our ultimate purpose and not allow ourselves to be so easily manipulated. Regardless of what you think about Charlie Ward or Simon Parks or 107 or Mel Kay, I mean, this guy threw out a whole bunch of different names. Regardless of whether you like these people, follow these people, or don't, the larger issue here is that even within the patriot community, there are still so many people out there who can be very easily manipulated. And if I'm being completely honest, there have been a few times where I've fallen into that trap myself. I'm not perfect. But you have to remember that we are in the midst of the most pervasive psychological warfare that this planet has ever seen. And what remains of the enemy is attempting to use their dark magic on us to maintain their fading illusion. However, it's not going to work this time. This time, their hour has arrived, and God has a different plan. And we all know that God wins. And our real president is out there. He's holding rallies, and he's letting us know what's coming, if you have ears to hear. Just recently in his rally, he openly brought up satanic rituals in the context of MS-13, but this is being done to prepare the public consciousness to start hearing more and more about this darkness, about this evil that's gradually being exposed. You see, Trump understands that the general public can associate MS-13 with satanic rituals. But can they associate their government, the queen, all of the leaders, all the celebrities, all of the people that they idolize? Can they handle that? Well, they're going to have to, of course. We all understand that. But Trump knows, and this is why they're gradually dripping this stuff out there, to make it a part of the public conversation. And it's going to get darker and darker and more twisted and evil as time goes on, and the public is gradually being awakened out of their coma. And by the way, you'll notice that as time goes on, Trump is getting more and more hardcore, which to me is a very clear indication that the hammer is getting ready to drop, as we've been talking about. Because the military really is the only path forward, folks. We've known that right from the get-go, which is a big reason why I've been saying all along that we're witnessing a pantomime, that we're going through all of these motions, we're going through all of this theater. But in the end, it's already a foregone conclusion how this all ends, how it all turns out. And I happen to believe, as my audience knows, that a lot of these individuals have been dealt with in military tribunals already. Now, I don't think that we're necessarily going to see any high-profile arrests over the next several weeks. Those are coming, but I don't think they're going to come right away. I think that there's probably going to be a lot more that transpires before we see mass arrest taking place. I don't even think it's going to be before the midterms, necessarily. In fact, I'm pretty confident at this point that we're not even going to have midterm elections, at least not in November. And by the time the elections roll around, we're already going to have military in the streets in many cities across the nation, not necessarily in every city all across the United States and all across the globe, but there are certainly going to be many cities that are going to have to call up the National Guard before we get to November, folks. I think that's getting more and more clear with every passing day because the wheels are coming off and they're preparing to make a move within the White House to shake things up. I believe they're getting ready to make a 25th Amendment move, as I've said. And as I've also said, I don't think that it looks very likely right now that we have any viable legal options on the table to issue an injunction, which would essentially be a preservation order, making it illegal to destroy the election records for 2020. So if September 3rd arrives, of course, that's by law, September 3rd is 22 months from the date of the election, they can legally destroy all that evidence. So if September 3rd arrives and all of that evidence is destroyed, that would basically eliminate any chance of adjudicating this fraud in a civilian court. And then what would that mean? Well, that would make the military the only way, just as I just mentioned. We always knew was the case right from the beginning. Q made that much very, very clear. So it wouldn't surprise me if the evidence is actually destroyed as a part of this near-death experience. Now, a few weeks ago, I suspected that we might see the Supreme Court come out with some sort of a surprise decision, surprise ruling, and that still may happen. There may be an October surprise. The Supreme Court may not be done yet. And the reason that I gave that theory a whole bunch of credence, obviously, is because they just overturned Roe v. Wade, expanded the Second Amendment, cut funding for the EPA. A whole bunch of good things are coming out of the Supreme Court. So it's very likely that we may see another surprise. However, obviously, we can't put all our eggs in that basket. We have to be realistic here. And we have to understand that, again, as a part of this near-death experience, we may see that evidence get destroyed. But you have to remember the good news is that Space Force has it all anyway. As Juan frequently reminds us, it's not outer space so much as cyberspace. And that, of course, was the theater where this battle was fought. And if that is indeed the scenario that plays out on September 3rd, it's only going to strengthen the military's position to intervene, as all paths to civilian justice will be officially cut off. And I have to admit, that very well could be part of what the White Hats are counting on, as the public awakening accelerates and folks realize that the vote was stolen and that most of their elected officials, if not all, were not only complicit, but elected by fraud themselves. This entire thing is going to explode in their face. And like I say, I do believe that the White Hats are, at least in some ways, hoping that happens, if not counting on it. You see, I believe that the biggest public revelations about the election theft are going to coincide with the most egregious actions of the enemy, which are still yet to come in the weeks ahead. So as they attempt to slam the door in our face and say, you're not going to get any justice here, the foot of the alliance is going to be there on the behalf of the American people to say, not so fast. And of course, the other major shoe that's dropping on the cabal is the tidal wave of truth overwhelming the MSM about the plandemic and the incredibly evil and deadly design of the bioweapon that they're calling a vaccine. And of course, now they're trying to push on children. The good news, from what I've been able to gather so far, is that there's a very, very low percentage of young children who have been vaccinated. I've only seen about maybe 1%, if not less. Now, that's yet another indication of awakening. Of course, parents are not lining up to get their kids jabbed with this bioweapon. Thank God. And I do believe that the White Hats were counting all along on the common sense, logic, reason, survival instinct, and spiritual power of humanity to come alive throughout this whole process. While in the background, they've placed a whole bunch of safety nets, financially, medically, militarily, so that everything doesn't fall apart, but we can go through this simulation of this near-death experience so that we never, ever, ever forget how close we came to our own destruction. how close we came to parents literally lining up in mass to give their kids a death shot. And what's sad, of course, is that there are parents out there who are doing this. In fact, I'm on the road right now, and it's amazing to me how many people I see still wearing masks. I often talk about me living in one of the worst areas of the country. But folks, I have to tell you, I'm out of state right now. I've traveled through several states, and I'm seeing it everywhere I go. Now, obviously, it's not the majority anymore. But to me, it's still frightening how many people are still buying into this narrative and how deep this mind control goes. And as I've said in the past, I do believe that the white hats themselves had a hard time believing that it had gotten this bad, that they were going to have to push this hard, that they were going to have to come up with so many different tactics to try to get the American people and the people all around the world to wake up on their own without spoon-feeding everything to them. You see, that's part of what this process is all about. It's not just about somebody coming in and saving the day. It's about humanity coming to its own rescue. That's what this ascension process is all about. That's what the Great Awakening is all about. Now, the military and our leaders like Trump and Putin and Xi and the ones who are really the backbone of this Q plan going back really decades that have got us to this point have given us the opportunity to come to our own aid, to come to our own rescue by waking up and collectively identifying the enemy in unity and finally piercing the veil and realizing that we're not each other's enemies, that we're all brothers and sisters. And when we come together, like I've said, a unified humanity, doesn't matter how many weapons they have, how advanced their technology is, when human beings come together and we're united against a common enemy, nothing can stop that, which is why they do everything they can to prevent that from happening. That's their entire MO. They wake up every single day and go to bed every single night thinking about how to prevent humanity from doing exactly what we're doing right now, which is why I'm so passionate about this work and passionate about my audience. It's why I'm always thanking people for taking the time to listen, because people don't even realize how powerful this is. We are changing the world, not just me and not just this digital family, but all of us collectively. What we're doing is devastating to the enemy. And I think that it's important to talk about that. And it's important to remind folks that were it not for us, were it not for the Awaken, who are out here leading this conversation and standing up for the truth, what would have happened to humanity? Because God's law, his highest law, is free will. And I've talked about this many times. You've heard this, I'm sure, on many other podcasts, that the universal prime directive is that they cannot do things for another species. They can come to their aid, but only under the circumstances, in this case, of course, of humanity waking up and joining in the fight and joining in the process and the discovery about who we really are and getting active and putting skin in the game and teaching our friends and neighbors not to be apathetic, not to be cynical, not to be suspicious when we look at one another, but rather to be suspicious of these evil demons behind the curtain puppeteering all of us, and how close we came to actually seeing their plan to come to fruition, Albert Pike's plan to get us into three world wars and usher in their new world order. I mean, folks, we all understand that if Hillary had won in 2016, there is zero chance that we would be having this conversation. You would not be listening to me. People like me would be dead or in camps. And all of you most likely would either be dead in camp or you would have to submit to the tyranny. That's where we would be right now. So everything that we're witnessing right now, as scary as it is and as difficult as it is and as frustrating as it is, pales in comparison to what the reality would have been had we failed collectively to stand up as a nation in 2016 and elect a real leader. Someone who truly reflected the character of this nation and its people. And that's what we did when we elected Trump. And it's at that point that I do believe that the blessings starting to come back to this country, because we are finally rejecting the mindset that they've given us and embracing who we really are as manifestations of God. And that's why they're trying to snuff us out, folks. That's why they have this depopulation agenda. That's why we see the U.S. life insurance company CEOs coming out en masse and telling us that deaths have unexplainably spiked up to 40%. I think it was 44% the last time I heard. In 18 to 49-year-olds, healthy people, healthy adults. Now, of course, this was their plan all along. They were going to tell you there was a pandemic. Then they were going to come out and, you know, of course, get everybody afraid, activate that trauma-induced programming, of course, that they've been inflicting upon us for years, get everybody afraid, whipped up into a frenzy, so that they would want the real threat, which is the bioweapon of the vaccine. That's exactly what they did. And people are starting to get it, but there are folks out there who are still believing the lie that the MSM and the medical establishment, most of it anyway, is still out there pushing. That the reason all these people are dying is from COVID, not from the actual vaccine, quote unquote. The gene therapy modifier that gives you AIDS and shingles and, well, I don't know, folks. I mean, take your pick. Pretty much gives you everything. Heart attacks, cancer. And we're approaching a very, very exciting time when the entire population is going to have their eyes open to it as well. And I think that this has been gradually happening, but the problem is, as I've said many times, it's very difficult to get people to admit that they've been conned, to get people to admit that they've been wrong about something, because their ego gets attached to it. And then, of course, there's also all of this fear that's associated with that as well. That people are terrified of being wrong. That's why they fight so hard to be right. And they fly in the face of reason, logic, and what used to be common sense, which isn't common anymore. That's why people do it. Because fear is the currency of this matrix. I've said it many times. So despite the fact that we have athletes dropping like flies on the field, and this has been going on now for months and months since they rolled out the vaccine, and this really dovetails with what I just said, all of these healthy adults, and these athletes, of course, are really at the top of the pyramid in terms of, are really at the top of the heap in terms of how healthy they are, how much passion and youthful vitality they have, and they're dropping dead left and right. And of course, the mainstream media is not covering it, but that doesn't mean that this information is not getting out there into the public consciousness. It is, and that's the whole point. There's so much information out there that flies in the face of their narrative. It's coming from everywhere now. That's why they can't stop it, folks. They can't hide the truth anymore, folks, because at this point, all the truth is in plain sight about the vaccine. And the MK Ultra programming is the glue that's holding this narrative together. But less and less people are lining up for their nanotech DNA altering booster. And it's because they are finally yielding to common sense, or like I said, what used to be common sense. And they're seeing this ploy for what it is, this plot, this evil plot against humanity. It's just that it takes people time to accept it. It's not easy to accept, folks, because to do so is to accept that evil not only exists, and a lot of these childlike people don't want to believe that evil even exists, but not only do you have to acknowledge that evil exists, but that it's actually in control. And I think that's another of the primary objectives of the White Hats as they gamed all of this out, because they knew it was going to take time for people to be ready to face this horrific reality that evil has been in control now for millennia. Folks, we may still disagree on a lot of issues when this is all said and done, but there will be no disagreement on the question of whether good and evil are the only divisions that matter when the chips are down. Humanity is watching the cabal fall right now as we speak. And how are we responding? We're responding with unity. We're closing ranks. We're no longer afraid like we used to be. We're coming together to confront a common enemy. Indeed, a universal enemy. And once we have crossed the Rubicon and achieved that critical mass, what's going to follow is the greatest spiritual revival in all of human history. That's why it's such a gift to be in possession of the truth, folks. The enemy has been persecuting those who speak it, while God has been busy blessing them beyond measure in preparation for this time. All of you listening right now are the blessed. We are in a position to witness the fall of Babylon. and to lead our people into the promised land. Because we understand all that the public has hidden from and the devolution process to usher in this new economic system that will liberate humanity. Folks, we all understand that they have been using this fiat economic system, this debt prison, to control us now for generations. But we are the generation that gets to watch the United States government, Inc., corporation, completely dissolve. Now, folks, I'll remind everybody that the U.S. government, Inc., corporation went bankrupt in 2018. And in February, March of 2021, that bankruptcy was finalized. So what was the election in 2020, really? It was an election for a corporate job that didn't exist anymore. And so therefore, the president's job as the CEO of this corporation really doesn't exist anymore, because the corporation doesn't exist. That's why it's all theater, folks. It's all pantomime. Trump is not only the legitimate winner of the election, he's the president of the republic, which is all that currently exists. They can raise the debt ceiling. They can print money left and right. That's all they've been doing. It's all part of the pantomime, folks. It's all theater. It's all to wake everybody up. And what are they doing by printing all this money and continuing to raise the debt ceiling? Even though it's all fiction, even though none of it's real, it's tantamount to writing a bad check. Because if you own a company and the company goes bankrupt and you continue to write checks from a bankrupt company, I mean, heck, that's a crime. You could go to jail for that. But this is all being done, like I said, this is all being allowed, this theater, this kabuki theater, to wake the population up to what's really happening here. And folks, remember, back in his first term, even though the mainstream media didn't report on it, and there are a whole bunch of people out there, disinformation agents, trying to tell you that it wasn't true, Trump backed the Federal Reserve into the Treasury. And of course, the mainstream media didn't cover it. They lied about it like they always do to conceal the truth and to keep the public ignorant. So even though, like I said, it's technically illegal to continue to print money and to borrow money, if you're the leader of this bankrupted corporation, and by the way, like I said, the president is the CEO of U.S. Inc., well, the Biden administration continues to do this because the White Hats are allowing this drama to unfold to pierce the veil for the public. But the truth is that the only thing the fake Biden administration can do is to print money to use internally within the United States. As long as the public remains in relative ignorance that the system is already dead, the dollar's already dead, they can continue to prop up this matrix and this illusion inside this country. But outside the country, no foreign nation is accepting the dollar anymore. They're rejecting the same economic weapon that was used to oppress the people for so many generations. And they're choosing to transition their currency to gold, precious metal, or asset-backed, with Russia and China, of course, leading the way. In fact, Putin came out and announced total independence from the quote-unquote Rothschild-controlled U.S. dollar. And folks, all military alliances are rooted in economic consensus. And we're watching one nation at a time, with Russia and China leading the way as the most powerful militarily, and of course they're very closely aligned right now, but they're leading the way as one nation at a time defects from the U.S. dollar, and they embrace what is in essence the rollout of Nasara and Jassara. All of the dominoes are falling fast, Britain, Italy, and I think that France isn't far behind. Because once Germany is forced to flip, and you heard Jim Willie brilliantly break all this down on my show and others as well, but once Germany is forced to flip in order to save not only their industrial base, but really the entire industrial base for all of Western Europe, France and all of the rest of these NATO countries are going to have to fall into line out of pure necessity. And this is going to be an incredible show to witness. And the truth about these military operations is steadily rising to the surface. The Russian military came out and declared just a few days ago, the DNC globalists created COVID after they uncovered their U.S. bioweapon labs in Ukraine. And so this Q plan is slowly bringing the world to terms with reality as the fake Biden administration crumbles. And the cabal is attempting this transfer of power as a final act of desperation in this pantomime. And folks, the beauty of this plan, as I've said many times before, is that all of these geopolitical changes will come to pass without world war, even though it appears that's the direction we're headed right now. We are not going to have another world war. We are not going to have another civil war. We're going to come close, and it's on both fronts, but that's not going to be the direction this is going to go. There is going to be a flip, a reversal event. Now, we've already seen, and we will continue to see, much more actual kinetic fighting, but the real targets and objectives are the enemies of humanity. And the destruction of certain structures needs to happen. These satanic sites, like the Georgia Guidestones, for example, this needs to happen before we can move forward as a species. So there's going to be massive chaos and confusion in the weeks ahead. But folks, we are all going to love the way this movie ends, as we've been assured. And I believe with every fiber of my being. And the ending is so close, folks. We all knew that after Russia went into Ukraine, that China and Taiwan would be on deck. And that's exactly what we're seeing, isn't it? Clearly, the circumstances are heating up quite rapidly. And as far as Pelosi is concerned, I do believe that her involvement was meant to foreshadow a coming gut punch that I discussed on my last episode. They sent a double over there to Taiwan, and all the drama was just that. It was meant to prepare the public for the next front in the war to open up. And of course, at the same rally, Trump said, quote, China with Taiwan is next. Watch what happens. Indeed we will, Mr. President. Indeed we will. Folks, as I previously mentioned, I think that there is a very solid likelihood that we could see the pantomime come to a climax with a 25th Amendment play that results in the end of the disqualification of Kamala Harris and Pelosi being sworn in right around the same time the Unselect Committee makes a move on Trump to bring this nation to the precipice of civil war. And it's at that point when the flip is going to take place. And we're going to see the military finally come out of the shadows. They're going to finally play their hand, what we've all been waiting for. And it's at this point that we're going to enter the final phases of unraveling this matrix once and for all. Hold the line, Patriots. God wins. All right, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Please hit that like button and let me know in the comments if you did. Make sure you hit subscribe to the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, make sure you check out patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two. There's a link in the description. I have coffee mugs. I got beer mugs, glasses. I've got t-shirts, hoodies, some really cool stuff. Very reasonably priced. Really helps me out financially. You could also make a pledge on Patreon. You could cancel that at any time. It's a monthly pledge. And those of you out there who are my patrons and those of you who have supported me, God bless each and every one of you. And just a reminder, folks, PatriotSwitch.com, an incredible company. Do your shopping with the good guys. Get your personal and household items from a Patriot-owned company that shares your values and supports the same causes that all of us are fighting so valiantly for. Be on the winning side, folks. Join the more than 2 million of us who have already made the switch, and you will never look back. I promise you, I will not steer you wrong. All right, everyone, God bless and Godspeed. I'll be back soon. Patriot out.